You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your Frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
I say I became that way from, it was really a conversation that I had with my mama. Mm. I had a conversation with my mother, man. And I don't even think I ever talked about this before, but I had a conversation with my mother about my father. And she never talked to me about who my father was. She talked to me about how my father was. Like, you act like your daddy, you look like your daddy, you lie like your daddy. But she never told me who he was as a man. And having this conversation with her, it was just spur of the moment. Like I said, I'm, you know, staying in North Carolina. I went home to visit, and I had just went through some shit and stopped dealing with a female based on some bullshit that I did. You know what I'm saying? And I'm having a conversation, and I asked my mom. I was like, "Mom, did my daddy ever cheat on you?" And she was like, "Cheat on me?" She said, "Cheat on me." She was like, "What made you ask me that?" I'm like, "I'm just wondering if you ever went through that with my father." She was like, "Oh, what you out here, nigga? You got your dick in the streets?" This my mom. This is how she talked to me. Yeah. Like, "What, you got your dick in the streets?" I'm like, "Yeah, to an extent, but I just was wondering if, you know, because I don't know who my daddy, I don't know if I got something. I don't know if this nigga was a, you know, if he had that black snake moaning." I'm like, "Was this nigga a hound dog, or who was he in that regard?" Because I'm at this point, I'm feeling like a sucker because I had got caught doing some shit that was some sucker shit. Mm. I bitch didn't call me up lying about some sucker shit, and I just felt like, man, and that's the only person I can come to about it. So she was like, "Your daddy ain't never had to cheat on me." She's like, "Your daddy ain't never told me nothing but what it was." She was like, "So that's the only, and that's why I feel like I ain't had nobody to ever meet that standard since then. Because everybody that came in contact with me then been full of shit. And I ain't a bitch that you can play with like that."
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know what? That changed my perspective.
Let you know.
And it gave me a little glimpse into, okay, my daddy was a, he was telling the truth. What does that even look like? Right. What does it feel like to look a woman in the face and be able to tell her some shit that's, that'll make her turn around and walk away from me?
And be all right with it.
I had no idea what that was.
A lot of niggas that'll say something to a woman, but is you all right with her saying,
I'm cool, taking that L of you not getting whatever it is you.
Yeah.
I had no idea what that felt like. I didn't even know that that was something that could be done outside of the type of relationships that I saw my uncles have that was, you know, pimps. Mm. That's a different type of level of love and relationship. I'm not that nigga.
Yeah.
I know that. But as far as I've never seen what it looks like to freely have that conversation and be okay with the result of how it turned out.
Right.
And from that moment, I remember I went back down to North Carolina and I just cut everything off. I ain't do no fucking. I just went to work, did my shows, went home and did the same thing you did. I read.
Yeah.
I'm talking about poured into myself. I rode around. I talked to my, just poured into me. And when I came out of it, I remember the first conversation that I had where I told a woman, I don't think I want to ever be married or be in a relationship, because I did the research on where all this shit came from. Like, where does this even come from? Why do we believe?
Put that game down.
Yeah, what is, like, why do we believe? Why do people want to, why do you have to have a wedding ring? Where did that come from? And where did this idea of love come from that we, because we question everything else. We question religion. We question all of the systems that's in place, the government. But when it come to the dick pussy game, that's the only one that's rooted in truth.
Yeah.
You got to do it this way.
Yeah.
So, and just learning and opening my mind up to all of this different information, I realized that, man, you got to establish who you are. And the way that I've always been, I've never had to even ask a woman to go with me. I wrote 2 yes, no, maybe so letters in my life. Them the only 2 times I've never had to ask. Yeah. Every other time, it's women coming up on me like, hey, man, what's up with you?
Right.
So that's just made me understand the type of energy that I have naturally. So do I curate that and learn how to work within that, or do I strip myself of that to try to conform to what people say count in regards to my interaction with women?
Yeah.
And I chose the latter, the previous, you know what I mean? I chose to embrace who I am and how things have always worked naturally for me and build on that.
How long has it been?
Shit, it's been, I'm 36 now, 23. So, you know what I mean? It's been a long time.
That's dope.
And I've been living like.
That was young to click into that.
Yeah, I mean, you know what I'm very saying? Young. Yeah. And like I said, I've grown more over time in regards to being able to explain it. Like, my explanation of it now has grown exponentially versus when I was that young, because I've lived it and I've been through all of the different L's that you take in being this way, because emotions are very unusual and can get tricky when you're dealing with a woman, because they hear what you say, but your actions are going to make them feel a certain way. Like, I only know how to give love the way I know how to give it. So if you telling me you accept me as who I am and I choose to give you the love that I give, you can't in turn trick yourself into believing I want something else without involving me in that decision. And if you do that, that's on you.
Right.
And I've given myself the ability to be able to separate myself from it, but it doesn't change the fact that I still have to have that conversation.
Right.
And in having those conversations, I've been able to learn the things that I need to lead with more and more as I have them over the years, the things that I need to explain when I meet a woman, if you showing any interest, because I'm not coming over there fucking with you.
Right.
I'm good.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Doing that
it's
either.
Good to look at you. You look lovely. I give you a compliment. You look lovely in your dress today. You're beautiful, lovely. Have a good
Hope
day.
You have a great day.
But I'm not doing nothing else, because whatever you got going on, that's on you. I don't want nothing from you. I didn't turn down more pussy than most niggas they've been offered. Yeah, so I'm not into
on
that.
A daily, man.
And
that
it's not
happens.
Something that I'm not, that's the least valuable thing on you. That's something that a nigga gave me. That's something my uncle gave me. The pussy is the least valuable thing on a woman. Unless you a pimp. So if you ain't a pimp, pussy ain't valuable.
Right.
Up here.
Right.
The mind.
Yes.
What are mind like?
Right. Yeah.
So,
cause you'll come give me that pussy and ruin everything else I got.
Exactly.
Going on.
And if that's all you got to give me, that's all you ever gonna be worth. And if I can't get you to sell it, then we'll never have nothing.
We ain't gonna have nothing.
So it's like being able to navigate through these conversations that I've had over the years have gotten me to a point now where I sit, and there's so many people around that just be like, "Boy, nah, nigga, your perspective gonna change. Wait till you get this age. Wait till you get that age." And I understand it, because you're not doing anything to but projecting what your capacity to interact with a woman or the opposite sex is onto me, and I'm not mad at you about that, but people don't understand. Like, no, you don't have to love in the way that you say love.
That you've been told to
love. That you've been told to love. You, that doesn't work that way. And I watched my mama play that game with niggas my whole life.
Love is no different than pain, right? So you can't tell me if you pinch me when it starts to hurt.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you what pain is to me.
Right.
And I'm telling you what love is to me. And people got to be able to accept that, man. I think you putting some real good game down with
that. I mean, people are, you know, it's like, you know, one of the reasons why I think it's so much divorce in America, Loon, and I truly believe this. I think people get divorced at the rate they get divorced at. And this is the thing. You got a 50-something percent divorce rate in America, not to mention the other 20% who stay together and can't stand each other just because they don't want to go.
Marriages is failing at
70-something percent, yes. Right? The reason why people get divorced so much or get married so quickly is because you don't have to get divorced in the same capacity that you get married. See, when you get married, you go down and get your paperwork from the judge, you know, the justice of the peace, but then you had that big ceremony and you wear the white dress and you listen to Brian McKnight songs and you eat salmon or steak and you had a first dance and you do all of this shit and everybody get to come cry and have this beautiful ceremony and watch you tell this person how you gonna be with them for the rest of your life until death do you part and all of that. Then you get to go get divorced in private. Only you and your lawyer get to hear that shit y'all say to each other when y'all hate each other. But if in America you had to get divorced like you get married, if you get divorced, you got to now have a same ceremony where we get to come watch y'all tell each other why y'all can't stand each other the same way we had to watch y'all tell each other how y'all was going to be together for the rest of your life.
Right, and why y'all wasted all our time.
And wasted all our time and going and doing all of this and coming sitting in here. And if you want, you know, because people want you to be a part of the success story, but the failure they want to keep private.
Right.
And the thing about it is, in regards to relationships, to me, people are bullshitting out here. Mm. That's what I see most of the time. Nigga, you faking.
Right.
You the realest nigga in the world, but you got all these women in the cut that you scared to tell us because she going what? Because she going to leave you for it? Yeah, she deserve to leave you, sucker ass nigga.
Yeah.
Be a real man.
Like yeah, I don't play like it. Every woman that's watching this that know me, that fuck with me, know he don't play. I don't go for that.
Me neither.
Yeah,
and that's the reason why you can say it publicly, because I've been saying this shit publicly for years. If it was any faking I was doing, you know how much, how quick a motherfucker would be like, that nigga lying. Yeah, he'd have been my boyfriend for the past.
Right.
Because that's the thing. To embarrass me, you embarrassing yourself. Because all you going to do is tell exactly what I told you and have all these women who pretend like they don't understand it call you dumb as fuck in the comments. Oh, bitch, better than me.
Right.
Ain't nowhere in the world. I ain't sharing and all of that. Okay, cool. Yeah. That's cool for you.
Right.
But I don't subscribe to that. And it's not just about sex. Fuck it. Take the pussy out of it. Like, there's certain women that bring certain shit to the presence when I'm in their presence. I don't even fuck my manager, like I was telling you, but man, I wouldn't hit her if she was a punching bag. That's my family. But I'm going to talk to her on the phone for 3 hours sometimes.
The energy.
I'm going to have conversations with her.
That's what I'm telling you. To feel that position to be next to me, it gotta be that.
Yeah, I mean, but
not even sexual. I'm talking about mentally.
Mentally, like
energy.
This somebody, if I got a problem, I hit her and ask her opinion on it. What do you think about this? What do you think about that? That's somebody that serves a purpose in my life that's beyond anything. And I fuck sex.
Right.
But what she serves as a purpose in my life, I'm not going to be explaining to you because you feel like you don't understand why we took a picture with my arm around her.
Come on,
I'm not playing that game with nobody.
Do that.
Stop playing with me.
Yeah, I just like, cut somebody off for that. You coming at me about what somebody told you.
Yeah, like.
You know all the bandwidth it take me to run my business, and you think I got time to deal with this low-level bullshit?
Yeah, they do.
I don't even got time
but
for
you,
it.
But if you don't establish that,
they'll play
them games. And then the thing is, that's just a test. It's like every man is, the way I explain it, Loon, is every man is the professor of his own court. This is, I'm Chico Bean 101. And as a professor, when you come, if you come in to take my class, the first thing I'm going to give you is my syllabus. And this is who and what and everything that you're going to get out of this course. This is what I'm offering.
Right.
From the door.
Yeah.
You got a choice as to whether or not you want to drop this bitch or take it from the door. If you choose to take it, after a certain time, you can't do nothing but get an A or fail this bitch. It's a pass or fail class.
Facts.
If you fail, you failed out. And you can't take this bitch no more. That's how I operate as a man.
You don't get a second
chance. Ain't no coming back. You fail out, you fail out.
You
and that's cool. Because at least you'll respect me and I'll respect you. Because I ain't told you no bullshit. You just couldn't adhere to it. Once you thought, you looked at it and you thought maybe you was tricking yourself to think you can change me, or you think you can trick me into thinking that you did or what, you ain't fuck with me yet. That's what women tell me that all the time. Oh, you just ain't met her yet. Met who?
Yeah.
You know how many raw ass women that I have in my life that love me to death that I ain't never got to put no dick nowhere near?
Right.
And you telling me that I ain't found somebody that's worth me loving in the way that you think love's supposed to go because I ain't did it the way you respect it? That's disrespectful to me as a man and how I curate relationships.
Exactly.
But I've gotten to a point over the years that I know it's no point of trying to fight that fight, because why would I want to try to change your perspective? You're entitled to that. And that's the reason why you not going to be over here with
on
me.
His team,
but anybody that's over here knows I'm going to show up the same person I've always been, just a better and better version of it. And if you get the benefit from that, then that means that you understand what comes with me. So don't come at me with nothing that I've already explained to you in this syllabus. If you understand what I'm telling you, whatever you tell yourself to be okay with it, I'm not trying to take that away from you. I could. And in certain moments, I feel like I should have when I've had to have those conversations with, well, I thought. How you think that?
Right.
I mean, because you be over here and I be everywhere.
Yeah.
The same way I'm over here laid up with you, kissing and loving on you and making you laugh and we having a good time. It's somebody somewhere else that I had the same experience with in the way that we do. But that ain't stopped me from having it with you.
Right.
But if you want me to do this exclusively with you, then I'm not the nigga for you. And you've been wasting your time trying to imagine that I am.
Yeah, you're not going to trick me.
Yeah, no.
You ain't going to do nothing that ain't been done. You ain't going to do it a different way. I'm the one doing the shit.
Right, but I owe it to you to give you the respect of letting you know that before you invest your time and energy as a woman. Because it's a nigga out here that's going to play whatever game you want to play. It's plenty of them. It's just not me. I'm just not the one that's playing that game.
On no level.
So don't try to force me to be this the terror dome over here in regards to public perception and what people think and accept as socially normal in regards to interaction. This totally different. And I ain't talking like on no polygamy and all that shit. I ain't doing none of that.
Yeah.
I run my own.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
How do we level the playing field for all entrepreneurs? 55% of white businesses survive the startup phase, while only 4% of black businesses do the same. So I want every black entrepreneur to know about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have black ownership. This program gives black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field. From free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial, Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 million black businesses initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive offer at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud. Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/strategic. That's oracle.com/strategic. Oracle.com/strategic.
Program. I ain't subscribing to nobody's doctrine right. but my own. God has given me the ability to develop my own doctrine in regards to my interaction with anybody of the opposite sex. And this is me. This is my doctrine. So if you over here, we ain't subscribing to nothing but the book of Chico Bean. So you can be a part of that or not. Either way, I'm cool.
Right. And it don't hurt me. And it's important that people know I'm not emotionally attached to whatever decision they make. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, not
they
at all.
They say no, yeah, that's, listen,
God
baby,
bless you.
So, yeah, blessings.
Blessings.
On every level, too, man. And I mean that.
Me too, bro.
No malice about that. I mean that. I hope you the best.
I wish you the best
out here.
All the way, man.
Because I'm King Kong. I know what's going on. You know, when you over here, we going to win, man. Whoever around me, we going to win.
We going to every day. And I'm talking about a hell of a nigga.
Every day.
And you know what I'm saying? You're not getting nothing mediocre. I don't care what you get from nobody else. It's only one of me. You can never get what you get from me from not another motherfucker on the planet because I'm the only one.
Right.
So if you loving what I'm doing and what I'm laying down, and that's what I try to tell women when I had these conversations, like, you expect a man to be something that you haven't given him the ability to be safe or feel safe enough to be in front of you.
Yes.
And as a man, if you come in like we come in, like I ain't talking about these niggas out here selling dreams.
Right. making deals.
But if you one of them niggas, like Pimp C, in the words of the Pimp, got long live the Pimp, it's never too late to stop being a bitch.
Facts.
Shake back, get out that shit, my niggas. But I'm not, this not for you. I'm talking to the niggas that got the standard and the honor to be able to lead into who they really are with a woman from jump. If you do that, even if you are with the relationships and you want to be in a relationship, and you, because there are men out here you know, really conform to that and do their best.
Yeah.
And then you expect this man to be something that you've never even shown him the grace or the space that he's safe enough to be able to trust that he's not going to get chastised for being around you.
Right.
And then you judge him for it. And you,
that's where they get him at.
You demonize him for him. Yeah. You know what I mean? And it's like, I tell women, you got to create a, if you've created a space for a man and you tell him that this is who I, be yourself and I'm showing you, and then he still don't do that, then that's a sucker, and you need to get as far away from that nigga as possible. But if you find a man and you say, look, this is who I'm allowing you to be, who you are in full, just be honest with me about who that is. And that's what most women say until they run into a nigga that's honest with
then
them.
Then they can't have
it. Then they can't take it, because you've been getting, the lies feel so bad that, you know what I mean, you just think you want the opposite. But when you get the opposite, you realize, oh,
that's what it is. The lies feel so
bad. The lies hurt so much that you think, this, it, I got to get the opposite. But no, what you really want is you want what you have in your mind to be played out by somebody in real time. And that's okay. Just establish that that's what you're looking for.
Right.
I'm looking for a man to do what I want him to do in the times that I want him to do it, and I'm going to do the shit that he want me to do for him in the times that he want me to do it, and that's going to be the situation.
Exclusively. Because you can even have that and it not be exclusive.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? They can provide a level of things for you, just it ain't exclusive just to you.
Yeah, and it's the possessiveness that comes with it. Like, it's like you don't own anybody's energy. Like, even if you know, you see, that's my man, that's my lady. And the thing is, in being on the outside looking in, I'm able to get so much different perspective. Like, one of the things that I talk about on my shows is the type of games that women get the benefit of running, because niggas are so horrible at running game when it comes to y'all. Because y'all are too in depth. You pay attention to us in details. Like, you, I mean, when a woman is sitting watching you sleep, nigga, like, and she just, she's paying attention to your movements. I'm all the way down to the way you lay at night. You know what I'm saying? Like, so she's documenting these things as a woman in her mind, and she's paying attention to where if you come in and put your drawers in the wrong place too many times in a row, something different. So now she's fishing. She's looking for some shit. And niggas are so sloppy that we believe that in doing all of this dirt, you done got away with it for so long that you start to think you immune to getting caught up, because you think that you telling the truth outside of everywhere but in your household. Now I'm good. Long as my bitches, they ain't gonna say nothing. Right. But nah, that don't work like that. You gonna get caught. And once she catch you, the difference between us and them is if you catch your girl doing something wrong, you snapping immediately. Fuck ass bitch. Yeah, I can't believe you. I'd have knocked your motherfucker. You tripping.
Yeah.
But a woman...
yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Smile and make you believe that she still believe you the nigga you pretending to be every day.
That's where they get you.
Every day. She's still doing it. Yeah. She's still doing everything and kissing you and she giving you pussy and all that. But nigga, little do you know,
she done clocked out.
If that's it. And if she ever run into a nigga that bring out that
it's
part
over.
Of her that she was thinking that you was pretending, you gonna
if
be
he even
shit.
Show it.
Oh my God, man.
Cause she don't, she just need to be convinced at this
God,
point.
Man,
if
so,
the nigga can convince her, she
oh
gone.
My God, man.
Without
I'm talking
even
about,
giving her nothing.
I know this from experience, Loon. Like, the way that I've seen women transition in my dealings with them versus what they had to be doing prior to getting to me, it's like, man, if that nigga knew you did shit like this, he'll kill everybody.
Right. He'll
kill everybody. Because he thought you was that.
Yeah.
Not even knowing that you just ain't had that part of your femininity tapped into to bring out who you really are as a woman.
He married you as that.
Not
and divorced you when he figured out that you wasn't who he married. He didn't know.
No, that's the thing is, most of the time, I give you a perfect example. This girl I deal with, love her to death, man. She was in a relationship, you know, married for a long time. And, like, she gave, and it's proved this to me because I thought she was bullshitting. She gave this man all of the options in the world to stay married. Like, look, I notice who you is. These bitches keep hitting me. These women keep calling me. They keep contacting me. This obviously has to be who you are. Fuck it. Just be real about the fact that you are that, and we'll work around it. What the fuck is you like? Snapped on
playing that
he because the nigga hasn't accepted the fact of who he is. He mad he got caught.
Yeah,
Leave me alone.
Yeah, type thing. Yeah.
Once she got out and ran into a nigga like me, it's like, oh, that's how you come on. I got something to show you, and who she turned into now, she unrecognizable to this nigga because you got to still deal with him. And he hate her for it. Because he like, bitch, you mean to tell me you was this the whole time? Yeah, she was. You just wasn't a nigga to get it out of her.
Yeah, you couldn't tap into
it. And you don't even know who your woman is if you being a fake version of yourself in your household.
Yeah.
It's a woman in there that you have no clue who she really is.
And you done convinced her because that's the only reason she there.
Exactly. She thinking you this nigga and she thinking who she is based off of somebody who don't exist for real. And once she find out that you faking, oh my God.
That's a light bulb. To go off in her head, man, that nobody can cut off.
Man, it's
you can't even cut that off.
It's so crazy, man.
I done seen him do it to niggas, man. That light bulb cut on. You mean to tell me he ain't?
It's nasty.
That's why he didn't.
Yeah, it's nasty work. And you can't never get back after that. You can try,
because
but you'll never be.
Her.
Yeah, you stole something from her, her time. Yeah. And it's the thing, like for me, that's why I don't have no sympathy when it comes to women chastising me for my perspective. I embrace it. I get it, baby girl. I get it. You've never had a man be this way with you to where you understand that it's possible for a woman to be loved in that capacity.
Still going.
You've never
take it off and check it, man.
Nah, you good, man. Don't even worry about that shit. Whatever it is, the conversation is beautiful, nigga. Like, you haven't experience what that feels like. And I can't be mad at you that you think I'm crazy or think that any woman who's over here with me is crazy for dealing with it.
Right.
I respect it.
Right.
It's because you've never even experienced what it feels like to, and if you have and you didn't like it, then I can respect that too. Whatever it is that's making you feel like I'm wrong.
You gotta respect it. Yeah.
Thumbs up to you.
Yeah.
But just know I'm not coming over here trying to change your mind.
I ain't convincing
nobody. Nor will you be able to change mine. And we, as long as we can operate in those parameters, everything's smooth. But unfortunately, in a lot of cases, women like to engage you because they just so used to getting lied to and finessed by niggas that they think every nigga is finessing and lying.
They don't know most niggas feel like what we tell them.
Yeah.
But they just, like, they cowards with
it. Yeah, they can't,
man. You know
man.
What I'm saying? They'll
like,
bust a nigga head before they tell
Till they
the
want
to
tell you how many bitches they got. That's
man.
The craziest shit to me.
Yeah.
Like, what do you think causes, from your perception, being a, you know, high-level thinker, high-operating man, you know what I mean? Like, what do you think makes, if you can pinpoint one thing, makes niggas afraid to be real with their woman?
I think it's something about the vulnerability. You know, it's like I let that lady in to, she seen a different side of me. I don't know. I really can't relate to it. I can't really wrap my mind around it.
What was the thing that made you stop telling lies, if you ever have?
Just what made me stop telling lies is because it didn't make sense. It was just too much. It became too much.
To remember,
yeah. And then you arguing about shit. I don't argue.
Me neither.
I got shit to do.
Yeah, I ain't got time to be going back
like,
and forth
so
with you.
Like, so when I, you know, and then my shit just cut off on just randomly. Just one day, I'm just like, yo, you know what? I don't even accept talking about that. Like, that's over with. Hey, oh, you don't like that? I'll holler at you. I was already like that anyway. I just didn't tell you because I thought it'd hurt your feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But I was already slick like, if you leave, you leave.
Mm-hmm.
I've been like that forever and ever and ever. You see what I'm saying? So I'm saying to myself, one day I just say, you know what? This woman right here is bothering me about shit that I feel as though is frivolous. And in the grand scheme, it is frivolous. Because if me and your relationship ain't been affected,
what's the problem?
What the fuck are we talking about?
Exactly. And that's the part that I always have found to be something that makes me feel so good about the way that I operate and move, because I'm not entertaining none of that shit. Like, you stop trying me. I got two rules. Don't play with my manhood. Don't play with my intelligence.
Yes.
Those are two things that I've invested too much time, energy, sweat, blood, tears, and all that into for you to try to think that you finessing me out of either one. Like, for example, like my ring that I got on, right? I had a girl that I dealt with hit me like, take that ring off. I'm like, what? She was like, oh, well, I just was saying because the perspective that you have on marriage, I wouldn't think that you would attach yourself to anything that has. Man, first of all, who are you talking to? Yeah. What the fuck is you talking about?
Requests,
like, well, first of all, you are talking to somebody who has always been consistent. So the fact that you felt like you needed to try to ask me something through some shit that don't make no sense is a problem for me. Yes. So what you really want to talk about?
Yeah.
Because obviously whatever it is I've been doing in my explanation to you about who I am isn't enough. So now I'm about to give it to you 100% raw.
Yeah.
Since you feel like you can question me about some shit that one, don't have nothing to do with you, and two, don't make no goddamn sense. I don't give a fuck about what nobody think about me being having this ring on my finger. Man. I got it because it looked good.
Yeah.
But if you think I'm married because I got it on, good for you.
Yeah.
But somebody who knows me and knows how I operate, for you to try me like that, now we got a problem, because now you just tried me and tried to use that as a way to be an end to introduce a question that you really wanted to ask. So now I ain't even going
to
let you ask. You know what?
Let's get to it.
Like, boom.
Yeah.
And now it's like, well, I didn't want to know all that. Yes, you had to.
Yeah.
Because
you beating around the bush.
Yeah, because who I told you I was prior to that wasn't enough for you to make you not try me in that regard.
Right.
So now it's my obligation and duty to make sure we never have this problem again.
Because they're my boundary testers.
Yeah.
When they do little things like that, they shooting shit out there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I always tell, like I tell girls, me and Big Bang was talking the other day. He was saying, man, niggas always talking about what they little hoe told them. Why my little hoe don't never tell me nothing? Because it's established that we don't talk about men.
Yeah, I don't want to.
Me and a girl don't talk about another man.
Yeah, I'm not having no conversations. Yeah, and my perspective is different. I'm an equal opportunity nigga.
Yeah.
You know how niggas say, I do what I want, you do what I tell you.
Yeah.
My uncle told me a long time ago, if you don't wake up in the morning to wash your pussy, it don't belong to you. It's hers. It'll never be yours. It's just your turn.
Right.
So you just make sure that whatever she doing when it's not your turn ain't fucking up your turn.
Facts.
That's just the way I don't care what you do when I'm not around. As long as whatever you doing when I'm not around don't bring me no problems when I am around, we good. Because you grown and you able to do what you want to do. Long as there ain't no niggas out here mad at me, if you saying that I'm the only nigga you fuck with and all that, then I'm going to hold you to that because I ain't asked you for that.
You ain't got to
give me no lie. But I don't care about none of that. Because I'm out here doing what I do. And I'm a bunch of different places.
Right.
So I understand if you need that companionship and consistency consistently, then who am I to stop you from getting that? But if you really fucking with me, then when I show up, just make sure that the other nigga got the same level of understanding that I got.
Right.
If not, stay the fuck away from me. Because I don't play them type of games. You know what I mean?
It's like,
it's very easy for me in regards to keeping myself from having to deal with the bullshit that comes with the interaction that I see niggas go through with women.
Yeah.
I can't be ran up on. I'm traumatized. I seen a nigga I love to death.
You know a spot, but not just a spot, the spot. Actually, with the 2023 Nissan Frontier, you know a bunch of them. But the key to these great spots? Being able to reach them in the first place. Your spot is out there. Find your frontier in the 2023 Nissan Frontier with standard 310 horsepower, advanced tech, and 281 pound-feet of torque.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Moments like my daughter telling me a new joke mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Mr. Charles, I love this nigga. This was one of them dudes I looked up to as a young nigga. My Aunt Mary was fucking with him. I seen him run out his own establishment because my Aunt Mary walked in there. He was in there with a woman. He ran out. You in here with a woman. Bitch, come in. You run out your own building. That fucked me up. And I didn't realize how that fucked me up until I got caught up like that and Slick did some shit like that. It tore into my spirit. Yeah. It let me know that I'm like, man, I just did some Mr. Charlie ass shit. I feel like a hoe. My God, man, I can't never do no shit like that no more. And I realized that I'm the reason why. You the reason. It's your fault, nigga. Because you got to be able to stand on a woman saying, no, thank you. I'm good.
And that's cool.
And that's cool.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's cool. That's something that I done learned to accept. It's cool to look at you. Cool. I ain't ever. Somebody tell you I slid in their DMs. They lying.
It's cap.
I ain't got none of that energy for nobody.
What I'm saying. Then they'll do that kind of shit. They have a screenshot of some shit. Like I don't even talk like. And if you come at me about any screenshots and all that, you got to get out the car. I'm talking about the car of my life.
Life,
it's over with. Certain things you bring into my life, you're done.
Because that showed me the operating level that you at.
You still running the old operating system.
You still got the dolls. Yeah, Michael, you got the floppy disk, bitch. We somewhere else with it.
You know what I mean?
But you got to be really willing to all the niggas listening, man. This shit sound good, but you got to be... Stand on business, as they saying now. You got to really do it. Because it sound good. It sound great. But when you don't live up to that, man, the way a woman going to tear into your spirit for faking, she going to make you feel like ain't no.
You talking that big shit and she pay everything.
Oh, my God, man.
She going to kill you,
bad, man.
You going to be buried alive because you going to die in that house.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But out here, you going to still make it look good. But, boy, when you go home, you going to know. And she going to tell you, man. One thing about them girls, a nigga can be a step out here. He get in there and she'll tell that nigga about himself.
You know,
and
a perfect example of that is Dead Presidents, Cudi. Remember Dead Presidents, Cudi, when that nigga pulled up and that nigga said, man, you know, man, stay the fuck away from my family. That nigga said, what did you say?
Yeah.
And smacked that nigga with that gun and told him, he said, nigga, I took care of these motherfuckers when you wasn't around, little nigga.
Mm.
Like, nigga, don't you ever bite the hand that feeds you.
Right.
That's a reality for so many niggas out here because you are letting another motherfucker feed your household because you ain't being who you really are, yes, to go out here and face the world for, yes, real. So it's some nigga that it either got lucky enough to beat the odds, or that your woman is subscribing to, and you will never know. I'm talking about, you can't imagine the type of, I done been around women that done gave me some of the tricks that they run when they, whoa.
Yeah, nah, it's high level.
I mean, it's different,
it's
man.
High level, man.
It's different. I'm talking about in the same room with you. And you'll never know. Because niggas ain't going to say nothing.
I'm talking about, again, they giving themselves rewards in the future.
Yeah.
So they meeting you and saying, they planting shit for you, even running into home. That home that, yeah, that's my professor, dude. I be learning from. Yeah, Dave taught me that, my professor guy.
Yeah, we don't even hold, niggas don't it's even hold each other to the same standard as women do. Women, if in the same scenario, if you got a man that's cheating on a woman and a woman that's cheating on a man, if the woman scream and go to social media and be like, I'm fucking your man, nobody says nothing. That's what, if a nigga, we all as a unit, like, what type of bitch ass nigga is you, man?
Yeah.
We don't even hold each other to the standard. And when you think about that as a man, that should let you know how easy it is for your bitch to get away with the shit that you out here trying to get away with. Mm. It's like the nigga said on an old school song, who making love to your old lady while you was out making love, nigga?
Exactly.
It's going down.
Yeah,
you think it's not going, don't ever think it can't be you, nigga. Yeah. No niggas above it. Your bitch will get hit out here.
Yes.
I don't give a fuck who you is, nigga.
It don't matter what you make,
what you make, who you are, how much money you got, how many niggas you done stepped
on. She could be on the chopping block.
She is on the board out here if she out here in these streets.
Yes.
No niggas above it. I've seen it happen to the best of them across the board. Shit, nigga, you just got to change your perspective.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that you can do, because there's no way that you can
shield
yourself from
ain't
that shit.
You can happen. That's what I'm saying. Sometimes you got to, and then you playing in the water, trying not to get wet.
There you go.
It's impossible.
It's impossible.
You know what I'm saying? That shit is impossible. I wanted to ask you too, man. How many minutes of comedy? Can you do an hour special right now?
Yeah, I can do it. 3 hours
without,
special right now.
Without, well, we've been chopping it for a while.
Yeah, man, we've been in here since 4 o'clock.
Yeah,
nigga. It's 8:20. We ain't even looked at the time.
Yeah, we feel a dip in a second.
I mean, but that's just, you know, that's how natural
that's
it is,
exactly,
man.
What I'm
it's
saying.
Very
well,
rare.
How do you craft an hour show? How would you go about something like that?
It depends on what it is and what space I'm in at the time that I'm crafting it.
Yeah.
Like, I already know what I'm going to call my first hour special. It's just, what are the odds? Because just the odds of the way that things have transitioned and came about for me. But I ain't in no rush to do it because, like I said, I'm operating on a different playing field. Like, if I was to do what people felt like I was supposed to do, then I wouldn't be who I am right now. Because listening to the open air is what fuck you up. Me being able to do an hour of comedy, I can, longest I ever been on stage was 2 hours and 45 minutes.
Alone.
By myself.
I got to see.
And that's,
so
and that's,
tomorrow, how long
tomorrow,
you got?
Tomorrow is a college show. Them different. Like, they,
what
the college
that,
show,
what is that like?
They, you know, these is youngins, so they just want to, turn up and party and talk. And they still want the jokes, but it's, they not going, you know, sit there and let you work
cook
your way through. And hey, so, you know what I mean? When I'm in the comedy club, it's engaging. I'm able to engage a whole room of people. Like, the silence is what I revel in. It's not I love the laughter, but it's that silence that come after the laughter that let me know where I'm at in the game. When I look around the room and everybody's,
they tied in, glued in.
What's next?
Yeah.
What's next? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's the part of the game that
I can't believe you freestyling that shit,
bro. I mean,
Not necessarily freestyling.
No, you got your jokes that you tell, but I always allow myself to be driven by the room. Like, I did a show in Raleigh. It was a nigga in there named Mr. Higgins. Like, that was on his driver's license. I asked him, I'm like, what's your name, man? He was like, Mr. Higgins. I'm like, man, what's your name, man? He said, Mr. Higgins. Nigga pulled his wallet out. His name was M-I-S-T-E-R Higgins.
Wow.
I'm like, nigga, you named after a teddy bear. That's crazy than a motherfucker. And then the whole, like, 30 minutes, I'm like, could you imagine? Mommy, I want Mr. 3 years. And this nigga walk in, like, it's just those type of things you can't account for. And a lot of people call it crowd work, but what it really is just you being able to engage the people that's coming to see you to make it a tailored experience to what's going on in that room.
But see,
right
then.
When
you do, some of them
but
comics,
a special is a little different.
Yeah, some
because
of them comics say crowd work is not.
It's not.
It doesn't translate.
It doesn't translate on camera because you can't do it on a special if you're taping conventionally.
Right.
But that crowd work still gives you a different perspective and something that you may have been figuring out how to write a joke about. Like I always do a part of my set, every show I do, or most of the shows that I do, where I talk about my perspective on relationships because it's just such a major thing that people always want to hear my perspective on. And then having those conversations, the questions that I get to ask the crowd,
it provokes
the thoughts that move that hour that I'm going to do. Like, for example, my show in San Antonio this past weekend, I'm talking about getting divorced. And I asked a dude, I said, "You married?" He was like, "No." I said, "You ever been married?" He was like, "Yeah." I said, "You know, how long you been divorced?" He was like, "Man, about 3 years." I was like, "What she do?" Because you always hear about the nigga. It's always that side. What she do? Tell me about what she do that made you say fuck it. He was like, "Yeah, man, she got my car stole 3 times. I'm like, "She got your car stole 3 times? How the fuck that happened?" He said that she was fucking 3 different niggas at 3 different points in their relationships and let them niggas drive his car so much so that he had to report his shit stolen to get it back.
Wow.
You hear some shit like that. And that opens up with, like, nigga.
Yeah.
I didn't even know shit like that was going on out here. So, for me, an hour special is me just, at whatever point I decide to do it, it's just me putting together an hour and 10.
You know how to write jokes, though.
Yeah, of course. I have had to write them for other people.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, being on Wildin' Out, that's one of the things that you learn. Like, I have been, you ask anybody, when in that space, "Chico, what you think about this? Chico, what should I say here? Chico, I know how to write. I'm a writer first."
Right.
Like, so it's just when it comes to me, I'm talking about me on stage. I'm talking about my life. I have a different type of audacity. That's where this shit come from.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to write down my emotions and feelings. I have to structure it now, but I do that differently too.
Who's your favorite black comic?
Earthquake is my favorite comedian.
Top 3.
Top 3.
Is he active still?
Yeah, hell yeah.
He's a monster. I know back in the day he was a monster.
That's my personal favorite. Personal top 3, that's a loaded question for me, man, because I consume so much comedy, you know, even before
black
I became
too. Let's stay black.
Quake, Dave, and Martin. As far as me growing up watching, that had the biggest impact on me. Quake. Because that's who I saw all the niggas who I looked up to laughing at. When I saw them
even
watch him.
Even if he wasn't selling as much, he was a fucking monster. Even Bruce.
Yeah.
That era of comedy was fucking amazing.
But the niggas that I grew up around that raised me, my uncles, my big cousins and all of that. When I saw them, I never forget. I saw them watching Earthquake and this nigga told a joke that about Muslims needing a short set in the summertime. Like, they ain't got no Muslim short sets. Like, the laughter that I saw as a little boy that gave them dudes made me attach myself to him as a comedian. And as I've watched him over the years, like, one of my favorite stand-up specials, if you've never seen it, you should watch it, Earthquake About Goddamn Time.
One of the funniest, but it's like,
it ain't mainstream.
Yeah, but I've dug in the comedy.
Like, that
so probably
special is one of the greatest constructed specials ever, just because of the way that it's rap. If you don't even get a chance to breathe when that nigga is telling them jokes, it's nonstop, man. He got a joke where he was like, "Man, and all you niggas," he go from out of one joke, "all you niggas that ain't circumcised, you niggas need to be, stop the bullshit. Dick looking like a blunt." He's like, "Nigga, I almost lit this nigga nuts on fire of it. I thought this nigga had a blunt. Let me hit that. Oh, my bad. This nigga ain't got no drawers on." Like, that type of shit, that perspective was like, nigga, that's, you know what I mean? So Quake, because of the way that I saw him impact the people around me. Martin, because of the way that I laughed at him as a young man and still laughed at him throughout my life. at the same shit that I had been watching the whole time, but noticing something different about it each time I watch it. That's how deep
many gems is, it just
is within
yeah.
Martin Lawrence's comedy style. Yeah. I mean, it's to the point where everybody, every black person, you done seen pretty much every episode of Martin.
Yeah.
But if Martin on, you gonna watch Martin.
Still.
Replay value because you see so many different things that as you
but I
develop.
Think that's where the joke writing comes in.
Yeah, all the way.
I think that when you write, it gives the ability to hide those.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you learn in regards to, like, my writing style is just different. I don't write it down,
right?
But I write it up here.
Okay.
You know what I mean? That's how I write it. But you absolutely right in regards to the way that you able to layer different things within,
yeah.
Like, and being able to watch something 100 times and be able to see something different or notice.
Spent time on that. Yeah. He layered that thing.
Yeah, all the way. Like, yeah. So Martin, because of just how in-depth his comedy or how much of an impact he's had on me as an entertainer. Dave, because when I was at that age of adolescence, his comedy translated to me in a way where I never heard anybody put shit into perspective in the way that he had at that point.
That's high level writing.
And Dave is, I'm talking about something special. Yeah. But like, I remember I watched Killing Them Softly, which is his the first HBO special that he did. And mind you, the thing that all the three of these dudes have in common is all of them are from my area. It's from D.C., you know what I mean, the D.C., Maryland area. But he told a joke about D.C. when he first came on stage. He was like, yeah, I'm from D.C. He was like, remember when D.C. was, you know, the city where it was dangerous? He said, white people wouldn't even come to D.C. They was looking at D.C. from Virginia like, nope, not yet. Not yet. Yep, it's too much going on. And this dad alone, I'm like, oh, that's what locked me in. Because I didn't know, I had seen him in the movie Half-Baked, but I didn't know that he did stand-up comedy until I saw Killing Them Softly. And that shit is still one of the most brilliantly written specials that you could ever watch. And then in becoming a super fan from that point, and mind you, just as a fan of comedy, watching how he's developed in his writing style and the Chappelle Show. Like, when you think about the Chappelle Show and that level in of comedy, that defined a generation, like Martin did. Martin defined a generation. The Chappelle Show defined a generation. That's a generational show in regards to where you say something from it and everybody know where you got it from.
That grew up in a certain era.
Yeah, that grew up in a certain era. And because of that, it translates down because you naturally
pass it down.
So, you know, those I would say are my top three as far as personal impact on me. Guys that
top three in the business
that I've watched now.
Yeah.
Removing the three that, you know, myself, Los, and Fly.
Yeah.
I got a dude, top three OGs versus top three young niggas.
Okay.
The OGs, D-Ray Davis, man. D-Ray is just.
I got to tap back in. Him been a while since I seen.
Yeah, D-Ray is
but he one of the men, though. He been around so long.
Corey Holcomb.
Corey's funny.
And man, OGs that I done seen. Lavelle Crawford.
That nigga was a motherfucker back in.
Nah, nigga. Listen, man. That nigga, Lavelle Crawford,
nigga funny back in.
Made me cry laughing. Man, there's still a bunch of them. My man, Durin Big Baby Brand, one of them. Big, hilarious ass nigga. But Lavelle Crawford, man, that nigga, it'll hurt you, man. Yeah. It'll hurt you watching that nigga, man. So I say them three, the OGs, are some of my top three to watch. And I'm just talking about personally for me to watch. Work. Young niggas. Man. St- stand-up wise? We just talking stand-up.
Yeah, stand-up. Yeah, not social media. None of that. I'm talking about, and don't confuse social media, because that's what they've been good at.
They've
been good at dragging the social media clout to comedy. But I'm talking about when you as a comic sit in the back of that comedy
and watch
club,
a nigga.
Yeah.
And just and
they
and
you crying laughing. That nigga destroying.
Man. What's my man name? I gotta give him some love in this moment, man. I'm having a brain fart on his name right now though. Hold on. Let me see. I'm looking him up. Damn. Well, I'll come back to him. I'll find him. Yeah. Another youngin' that's funny. That I've seen do stand up. It's a young dude out of DC named Fat Marco. Now, Fat Marco is somebody I allowed to come do some time in my MGM show. And just seeing how naturally funny he was on stage and seeing that he's young in it, but that natural ability and the shit that he was talking about on stage, he's somebody that's going to be a monster when he keep working at it. I'm trying to think of dudes that you wouldn't know to give him that look. Who else? Stand-up wise. Moneybag Mafia. He down with but he down with us. But
okay,
like this nigga
okay.
is one of the funniest niggas. He real big on the social media skits and all of that already. But on stage, man, just the way his mind worked, the nigga's incredible, man, with the words and how he put them together. So I say Bag is one of my favorite to watch. And mind you, this is all me excluding my personal folks. This is just me.
Yeah,
I got to find my man name. I got to give it to him. Yeah. This nigga so goddamn funny, man.
Yeah.
Oh, let me go through. Let me go through and see. I mean, I know, man. We'll be here forever, Slip. You ain't never even do no intro, nigga. We just came in. Fuck it. Ain't no need. They should know who it is already.
Yeah.
But, Rob Ward Comedy, man. Rob Ward, if you look him up, man. That nigga is hilarious. And mind you, this is me, you know, giving it to motherfuckers you don't know. You know, I respect everybody. I got love for, you know, all of the guys that's doing it, you know, from, you know, everybody, man.
Right.
It's too many to name, but I respect everybody and show love to everybody.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm because, you know, this shit, I'm not defined by this. Like, this is just what I do. You know what I mean? If you a certain type of person, then, you know what I mean? I respect your craft.
Right.
And I'm always show up and do whatever I can to support you. And if it's, you know, some shit that I can do in my space, and we going to offer it, all of us do. That's what the 85 platform was about, us being able to create and open up opportunities and doors for other motherfuckers. And, you know, like I done shared my stage with so many people. Salute to the OG Slink Johnson. He just came through and did some shit. He just came through and just said, what's up? Just to say what's up and show love. I'm like, nigga, you hit a mind? Like, yeah. I'm like, nigga, come perform.
Mm-hmm.
Because why not? You know what I'm saying? And you somebody I respect and fuck with. Like, just you being able to be in front of these people that wouldn't see you or didn't or haven't seen you. You know what I mean? Like, you being able to be in that capacity gonna make them, you know, come fuck with you with your shit the next time. And that's why I feel like I'm blessing the game, because I done been received in that way from the OGs. D-Ray, Corey, Duval, all of these people, man. I mean, the list goes on. Mike, all the Cat, everybody. Kevin, all them niggas have embraced us. You know what I'm saying? Especially in ways that Corey Hogan's the first person to take me on the road and pay me for comedy.
Yeah.
Put me on a plane to tell jokes.
Right.
It was Corey Holcomb.
Right.
Flew me to Dallas to do the Addison Improv, where I got this weekend on my own. This coming weekend, I'm performing there, five shows by myself.
That's dope.
But the first time I was there, I was hosting for him. And this was 2013, after we filmed Wildin' Out. You know what I mean? The first person that did that. So me being blessed in the game that way, because you got a lot of these niggas that got horror stories when it come to the game, and it make them jaded and bitter. I've been blessed not to have that. So I think that me being able to be that positioned allows me to be more open-minded to the next generation, if you will, right. Even though we the next generation, but the generation after us or the people that's been doing it longer than us that ain't necessarily got that look or that shine, but you know them and
right,
you exactly. ain't, I'm not going to act like I don't know who you are because
yeah.
I'm me
right.
and I'm in this position. Nah, nigga, I know exactly who you is. I fuck with you, nigga. Yeah. What you doing? This is
right.
this what it is.
I be telling them young niggas that too, man, because it's important that they know. Because this game for so long been stomp them out. Act like you don't see them. Act yeah. like you don't see them. And that can literally make a person stop.
Yeah.
If they do it long enough, you could be right on the brink of that shit. And they just know look passing you. And that's why I'm trying to tell the youngsters following me is like, don't expect no nigga to validate that shit.
Yeah.
Because it ain't going to happen. Give me three white comics you think is fire.
Oh, man. Right, okay, I do a OG and a young list. OG, Bill Burr, Carlin, George Carlin, it's a dude named Dale Quinn. If you never heard of Dale Quinn, look up Dale Quinn. This motherfucker is hilarious, man.
I never heard of him. And yeah, I know a lot
yeah,
of
Dale fucking Quinn, comedy. Man. He
is he doing clubs still?
Yeah, clubs. He's not a super known person, yeah. you know what I mean? But hilarious. You know what I mean? Hilarious all the way. And then you know, Bert Kaiser. I fuck with Bert. You know, Bert is a you know, cool, always show love and it's hilarious.
I think he's more though, even though he's funny.
Anthony Jeselnik, like, oh man, you gotta look up this. It's that dark humor, but that shit is hilarious. Like, if you in the just you know having yeah. an open mind right. to be able yeah, to yeah, see yeah. comedy, Anthony Jeselnik. Who else? And this is just you know more than three.
Right.
But the youngins, the young white comics that I know, Matt Rife. You know he was on Wildin' Out, and. You know, all of that, man. But, you know, he's raw on stage. Always has been. So, Matt Rife is my guy. He's not really young, but Schultz.
I like Schultz.
Schultz That's is my guy. You
I
know
gotta
what
get
mean?
Schultz on. He, yeah. To me, he's been able to do it pretty fast as well.
Yeah,
like, he's
Schultz.
Nah,
Schultz
fast,
been in the game for a minute. Fucking, Schultz.
But he's done it fast, yeah. right? Not saying you ain't been around. See, because... It's like the last couple of years just done accelerated for him.
Yeah,
like it's,
yeah.
It just,
it's a lot of people that didn't. Matt Rife hit that stride, you know, with the TikTok. Salute to my brother Nate Jackson, Big Nate Jackson. Big Nate Jackson hit that stride, you know what I mean? But these is dudes that's been doing this shit for years.
Right.
You never know when
they
it's going to be your
yeah.
your shot to
yeah.
go. Like, you know what I mean? And they... I'm talking about then out of there.
Yeah.
And when now you in front of them people, you never know when your number get called. You just got to be prepared for when it get called. You never know when the next level is going to just say, but as long as you in position, when it come, just don't blow your opportunity.
Yeah.
But it happened for a lot of people like that. Like yeah. Nate owned the club, been doing a comedy for years, was on Wildin' Out, all of that. Got on that TikTok, started finessing that TikTok. That nigga sold out every show he got for the rest of the year and
wow.
got another deal all the way through next year.
And Schultz had that Rogan effect, too.
Yeah, all that's the thing. Like,
that's what I this going to be for our comics.
Yeah,
like,
you know what I mean?
And 85 years, too, is like, we got to start talking more like this to each other.
Yeah.
Where it ain't like, you a funny motherfucker. And yeah. We ain't been funny all day.
Yeah, it ain't. Yeah, because we having a major game. And it's necessary.
You see what I'm saying?
It's
and
necessary.
It's like, I need people to know that our black comedians, they got
they think on a high level,
man.
Yeah.
It's high level thinking,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's high level thinking.
Like, I need people to know that, though, brother, because
yeah.
they don't know that. They see y'all as funny,
goofy.
Yeah,
they don't
nah,
see the other side
what
of
it. Take to do
to
that.
To do that, right. And then you get the perception that people put out on social media
yeah.
for views, and it kind of can jade you a little bit in that regard, too, because
yes.
some of the things that, you know, these guys that are real deep thinkers subject themselves to for views is,
yes.
you know, it's very compromising.
Right.
So if we can find platforms for them to be able to establish themselves
that's
within that,
saying.
It helps. You're right.
That's
you know what I mean? That's what we all
bro,
doing.
People
so.
Gonna, I know my people going to be like, man, Chico, I know he kicked that shit, like, and I know he's swift, but nigga, this is a side of Chico that Like, what? Nigga, they went from relationships, tickets,
Like,
so much different shit.
And could be in here another 4 hours I ain't even got into none of the shit I wanted to ask the 85 South. None of the shit I wanted to ask you. I had a whole bunch of questions I thought I was going to ask you. We ain't get to none of that. But that's just that genuine
interaction. That's what I'm saying.
That genuine interaction, man.
But I got to do 85 again. We got to set that up where everybody there.
Where everybody there. Yeah, all the way. And then I got to come back and we got to come do it together. Do this with you together I gotta come back and do this again when we get all of the questions down, cause listen man, this was one of them ones, and I knew I was excited because just as a fan of, and I, you know, I consume a lot of media, and you know, I'm real, you know, strategic and methodical about what I let leave lasting impressions on my mental, you know what I mean?
Yes.
But listening to you, there was never any filter that I had to put in place. It was like, what this nigga talking about?
Yeah.
Whether I agree or disagree, what he talking about?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So I knew coming to have, like, when you hit me, I'm like, of course, nigga, I would been wanting to sit down and talk to you just to be able to see where you take my mind and where we able to, you know what I mean?
Bounce
to be able to bounce it, to take each other,
about.
Right. You know what I mean? It's like, it's beautiful.
Man.
And that's something that you only see. You don't usually see that. You don't see that direct like you do it. You know, you see that with Rogan, but you don't get to see this one-on-one.
That's what I'm saying.
That type of, you know, direct conversation to where it's just, it's not interrupted by, not that anything is wrong with it, but this right here gives a different vantage point.
Yes.
And that's why I was excited to come, because I knew your vantage point would give me one, you one, and most importantly, them folks that's going to tune in and watch it, it's going to give them a totally different vantage point.
And we're going to set that up, man. So we'll set that up, man, and we're going to keep it coming. But, bro, I appreciate you.
Man, thank
great
you, man.
Great conversation, man. I can't wait till we do it again.
All the way, man. Salute to you, man.
Never and never, man.
All the way.
We're going to get a drop from you.
Oh, I got
and
you.
And then we'll get the hell out of here.
Yeah,
man.
Let's do it. You ain't did nothing like that, man. Nothing of the sort. What you want me to say?
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Leesa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.